This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. My name's Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn in our Fargo studio. AM 1100 The Flag. Todd's at the mothership. 550K Fire, voice of the Northern Plains. I believe it's even the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, as it should be. And, of course, Daniel will answer your calls when you call us today to weigh in on the program, which we'd love to have you do, by calling us at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, toll free at 800-228-0550. I want to share with you a thought I have about this coronavirus craze, which every day seems to be a year of new news and things happening that you're just like, what in the world is going on? At some point this morning, it hit me, while I remain, in my case, a UND hockey fan. Bradbury, the coach of the UND hockey team, personal friend of mine. Known him for a long time, back to the 80s. And every year, our entire family, we get all wrapped up about watching the games, going to the first round, going to the NCHC tournament. Where's the NCAA first round? Did they make it to Tampa? Did they make it to Detroit? Did they make it to Nashville? You know, you just do that. So when you hear that news, it's just like a punch in the gut. I mean, the season is over for one of the best UND hockey teams ever. Season over. Done.
Can't we just put them in hazmat suits and do the games?
Have you seen the hazmat suits, by the way, they're using? I posted on Facebook, my sister-in-law, Carrie Colstow, who we told you about, she was a guest of ours last Monday. This Monday. Every week feels like a year and a half. It's unbelievable. That was Monday. She was on the Princess Cruise Line. They were then dispersed around the country, yeah. Different Air Force bases to be quarantined. Remember that?
Yeah.
She'd been at Travis Air Force Base since Monday, where they were quarantined there, and they were told at some point, we're going to have you go home to self-quarantine. We'll fly you there. It'll happen today. It didn't happen Tuesday. It didn't happen Wednesday, but it did happen yesterday. And they actually, in the early morning hours, set foot on, once again, Grand Forks soil. And a lot of people helped make that happen, and a whole lot more prayed about it. So thank you to all of you for that. I wanted to give you a quick update on that anyway. But I have a photo. It's actually a little video on my Facebook page right now. And you can share that, Todd, if you'd like, so K-Fire followers can get that as well. It's my sister-in-law being buckled in to the plane. But look at the suit that the guy's wearing. It looks like he's an astronaut there, you know? I don't know if a hockey player could play in those, or a basketball player could play in those. I don't know. They've got some good visual. They got a pretty good windshield on that thing, but I don't know how that would. But here's what I came up with.
I decided to make mine at home.
Yeah, you're in a room by yourself, sir.
I made mine at home. I have garbage bags and duct tape.
Sir, you're in a room by yourself.
I think this works pretty good.
This is a major problem we have. This is an international pandemic, and
hey,
you're making fun.
I am not making fun.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got friends that are quarantined in their home studios because the studio at work is off limits. So.
Yeah, well, that's fine. But Kevin's in a room by himself right now. Why does he have to have that stupid thing on? I don't understand.
Do not come in here.
Okay.
I haven't been anywhere.
If I do come in there, there's yeah.
Every crowd has
because,
that guy, and ours is Kevin, yeah, just so you guys know.
Don't they? Okay.
Fine.
All right, well, you guys stop now.
All right.
I want no more smarts about suits or you know, anything else, okay? Because I want to get my point out here. And my point is that all of this hubbub, you know, look, the NBA, the NHL, NASCAR, no fans. I mean, it's impacting everything. Is that really important? Are all of those things that important? You're going to do things with the time you got back from those events that you wouldn't have otherwise done. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to watch taped basketball games that I have on the DVR. All the subscriptions to ESPN Classic are going to go through the roof now.
I'm not finished here. I'm going to pull a Joe Biden on you. Shush.
No, that wasn't Joe. That was the handler there.
No, yeah. Well, Joe told the handler to shh.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, and I'm telling you two to shush right now. What I want to say is there's silver linings in this. There's silver linings in this. And I also, from a medical standpoint, I mean, I spent a large part of the week just scratching my head, sort of saying, why are we treating this different than other pandemics? Why are we? Well, one pandemic we can look at was the flu of 1918, I believe, Spanish flu. 1918, I'm pretty sure, is the year. And there was some recent analysis of that pulled out that said the communities that have the least amount of deaths from that, and they have a huge amount of deaths, had a moratorium on any public gatherings until the thing subsided. So the ones, I might have said that wrong, the ones that had the moratorium had the least amount of deaths. The ones that didn't have social distancing or extreme measures with public events, they had the most deaths. So then you go, oh, okay, well, maybe as an abundance of caution, that's all right. We don't know. It is what it is. It's there. But what's the silver lining in it? What's the silver lining in all of this? What are the lessons to be learned from it? All the discomfort and the... You know what mine is? I think it'll be different for everybody, but what mine is just you're not in control. You don't get to decide everything. The breath you're taking right now could be your last. That is not in your control. The breath you take in an hour could be your last.
If you get one.
So you just don't know. I'm choosing to look at all of this as a reason to just take a step back and saying, am I using my time in a way that's going to make the most difference when that time comes? Am I using my time the best? In other words, okay, no basketball game. Maybe we're going to go on a family trip. Just us in the car. We're not going to worry about going to go right there. We'll do social distancing. We won't go to big crowds, but we're going to do that. Or we're going to, you know, watch a movie together. We're going, you know, whatever it is. Reconnect. Think about your childhood. What'd you do then that you no longer do? I don't know. I'm making things up, but I'm saying I think there's a way to think about all this in a way that'll have you less spun around your axle from cancellations and news reports that are trying to scare you, and they are. Last thing I'll say on the pandemic itself, I mean, I can give you a lot of numbers here, and the numbers are going to tell you, okay, here's the amount of people that have it compared to the American public. That's very small. Here's the amount of people that have had it and gotten better, and that's a ginormous number, okay? But the truth of the matter is we don't know everything there is to know about the coronavirus. We do not know everything there is to know. Health professionals don't know everything there is to know, so that's why they're being super cautious. That's why this bit of prudence makes some sense. I really think it does. All right? My two cents, and I want yours. Plus Governor Doug Burgum on the state response. We're going to talk some ag today with Troy Coons. Talk a little bit about what folks are picking for seeds this year and when to pick and how things are looking. And we're also going to talk to Senator Kevin Cramer, who will join us on the show today as well for the Friday Talk Radio Town Hall. Adam and Ashley is up first, then we're going to go to Goodrich. We go to all the good towns here on What's On Your Mind. How's Ashley today, Adam?
It's doing fine. I just called because your market report, the Galleries market report, and I listened to her correctly. She said the Fed last night after the Dow tanked 2,300 points injected $500 trillion, followed up by another $1 trillion. It would be bad enough if she said the word billion at $500 billion, followed up by a trillion. But if you go back and listen to the audio recording, she said trillion. So I'm not sure if that was a typo on her part. But regardless, what's coming is helicopter money from the Fed that not only is not going to fix the problem that we're seeing in this pandemic, it's going to exacerbate the problem. When you close down 90% of a country's economy and then you print money more on perpetuity, which America has done along with the rest of the world for decades, it's only going to exacerbate and usher in what I see coming, massive inflation. The only silver lining is I predict the stock market will close as low as 11,000 by the end of the year. But if that happens and Glass-Steagall gets reintroduced by the Trump administration, maybe we would get rid of these speculators and have a commodity market that would go back to supply and demand in a fair market.
A lot to chew on there, Adam. I appreciate your call and your analysis. We're going to talk with Senator Kramer about what the Fed's doing.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Jim of IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube. Or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
They just canceled the Masters. Now I know golf fans are, they can't cancel the Masters! Well, hey, if I don't get an NCAA hockey tournament, Kevin doesn't get an NCAA March Madness basketball tournament, and you don't get a Masters. I'm just telling you. Augusta National Golf Club announcing today the Masters tournament will be postponed over the coronavirus outbreak, following in the footsteps of several professional sports leagues around the world. Plans to have the event changed after learning of new information and expert analysis. I can understand a wrestling tournament being canceled, but a golf tournament? Well, anyway, it is what it is. They don't want people gathering. There again, same deal. Now they are saying postponed. So who knows? Updates at Masters.com. Fargo Force have just suspended their season in Fargo, says another listener. I don't know that we've gotten that officially, but we'll take that listener's word for now on that. Back to the calls, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Text to 701-367-2054 for me, 367-2054. Or if you've got Todd in your speed dial, either one of us. He's at 226-8503, 226-8503. On what's on your mind. Looking at a listener saying we should use the stats that Rush used yesterday, the 2009 swine flu, 65 million infected, 300,000 hospitalized. Obama waited 6 months before doing anything about it, and the media praised him and the administration for how he handled it. Corona stats are not even a fraction of 1%. It's nice that you guys think everything is so funny. Italy isn't laughing. Yeah. Todd and Kevin, they think everything's funny. Never lose your sense of humor. That's what I say.
Exactly.
Never, ever, ever, ever lose your sense of humor. You can find humor in anywhere, everything.
By the way, that was in About Last Night. That was that movie with Jim Belushi and Rob Lowe. It wasn't Stripes.
Jim Belushi was in About Last Night?
About Last Night.
Is that right? Never, ever,
Danny, never, ever lose your sense of humor.
That's right.
Darn right.
I've used that one a million times over the years, I tell you. Anyway, before we get back to the phones and more texts here, and I've got a blizzard of numbers I could share with you. I don't know. Do you want numbers? Does that put it in perspective? I mean, I was quoting numbers on this show from the swine flu 3 weeks ago to say, just keep this in perspective, but, Barack Obama was president then, Donald Trump's president now. Of course the numbers are going to be worse for Obama and media coverage more favorable than they are better for Trump, yet less favorable in the media. I mean, that's why we have a show. Pipers is one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. Pipers.com, check out their website. Couple of things on the horizon you want on your calendar. Saturday, March 21st, the Hoff Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Richardton. That'll be here before you know it. Bonhoff Brothers Farm Retirement Auction in New England is coming up on the 26th. And one at Martin, North Dakota on April the 7th as well. Studness Retirement Auction, Church's Ferry, early in April. They're just loading up. Claybo Retirement Farm Auction, Sharon, April 15th. Check them all out at Pipers.com. Call for a catalog. Great land sales, too. They know real estate. 877-700-4099. Guy in Goodrich has a concern today about what's happening with coronavirus. Share it with me. Guy, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I see the coronavirus. I see the response by governments and media to the coronavirus as really a blatant attack on our liberties, our constitutional liberties. And Ben Franklin said, those who give up liberty for security will have neither. And so it's time for us to stand up and say, we don't want the mass quarantines. We don't want you shutting down industry. We don't want you disrupting global supply chains. We don't want you crashing our financial markets. But anyway, the WHO said that most people who get corona will only have mild flu-like symptoms, right? But starting with China and their communist government, the media has been extremely harmful, and the response is totalitarian in nature. And they've imposed all this stuff, the quarantine, shutting down industry, crashing the markets, and all this is being done based on speculation. Absolutely none of the crises that has been produced is from the coronavirus. It's been caused by these irrational government and media responses to a virus that at worst poses a low threat to public health. You know, so the media narrative says this is irrational behavior based on the premise that government wants to protect the people, but that cannot be true because the economic harm they've already inflicted on the people is exponentially greater than the worst of past pandemics. So this narrative has got to be a lie. So what's going on? Well, in December 2010, the Wall Street Journal ran an article titled China's Superior Economic Model, based on comments by the CEO of Intel, Andy Grove. And Grove said, the centrally planned economy of China's communist regime is superior to market capitalism, right? But President Trump's America First policies are a problem for these global corporations that favor China's authoritarian central planning. So now we have the coronavirus started in China. And about a month ago, the head of the WHO, the World Health Organization, said communist China is, quote, setting the standard for dealing with pandemics. And now we see Italy and others following the example set by China's totalitarian regime. And I believe Trump sees China's response to corona as a threat to our Constitution. He's been resisting the fear-mongering. But unfortunately, Senator Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, and others have joined the fear-mongers and are self-quarantining. We see Chuck Schumer and Pelosi and others pushing to implement these totalitarian policies like China. Freedom is not free.
What's your... Tell me your worst example
of freedom.
Virus? Tell me the most egregious thing you see with the... announced policy that matches totalitarianism today. What is the worst?
The worst is that now Schumer and Pelosi are going to be pushing for these mass quarantines. They've got all these industries shutting down their businesses. This is going to be a huge economic crunch.
Yeah, I don't know that that's a policy yet, though. Right? I mean, they're you know, states are doing that. There's a lot doing that. But I agree we got to be careful. I also think, though, we need to realize we don't know everything about this virus. I don't think we can say we know everything about the virus yet. So, I think caution is okay at this point. And the economic harm is something else. You could make an argument that, oh, this is the way you get to socialism. Okay, just say there's a pandemic and put all these policies in place. So I'm not dismissing what you're saying and your concerns. They're just not that alarmist yet. Bruce in Hillsboro, give me your take. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just your comments earlier about how irrelevant, not so much irrelevant, not a big deal for not having these NCAA tournaments. And actually, as the situation was ending yesterday, I was in the wrestling room when at NDSU when they were told that they weren't going to be able to compete in the NCAAs, and that was...
Hang on, Bruce. I want to hear what they how they reacted when we come back. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been quite a week for Americans who've learned that almost nothing in their daily lives is not being impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. There are over 1,700 cases of it in the United States. Over 40 people have died of it. New Rochelle, New York, north of New York City, has the highest cluster of cases in the nation. And this morning, a drive-through mobile coronavirus testing facility is open there. This man was one of the first to show up.
Everybody's so afraid and paranoid. Like, my own family in Portis is paranoid that I may have the coronavirus, and it's so frustrating because I'm not sick.
A Philadelphia police officer has been shot and killed in the line of duty this morning. The officer shot while attempting to serve a warrant at a home. The police commissioner has identified the 46-year-old cop as a member of the city's SWAT team. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. For your free author submission kit.
Hey, for the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to your part by Ellison. Pump away 2019 and start 2020 outright, and do it with a company that's built to last 50 years. In business now, celebrating 50 years of business, 20 of those right here in the Red River Valley. Ellingson Water Management with a deal now, $70 off per acre for a limited time. That will end soon. I'm warning you. Call them. 701-893-9030. Ellingson Water Management. Bruce in Hillsboro, you were just about to tell us the reaction to the announcement of the cancellation of the tournament by the NCAA or the NCAA tournament by the NDSU wrestlers. How did they take that?
Obviously, I mean, the kids work on it their whole life, and that's one of the goals that they have, and something that they aspire to be and do. Is and that's all they do is train for it. And when it gets pulled out of there the way it was, it's obviously devastating. I mean, there's three of the kids were seniors, so they'll never get a chance to do this again. And I'm sure it's the same with the basketball team and the hockey team. And you know, and you sit there and you tell us that, oh, we can do better things and there's other ways of looking at it and doing things. It doesn't work for these kids. Obviously, what the NCAA did and the overreaction of the of everybody. I mean, it's hurting lots of people's lives that don't have to be. So basically, let's admit it. It is pretty much when you're talking what 1,600 people in the country have it right now. That averages, that's about, if my math is right around 1 out of 200,000 people in the country.
Yeah, and Bruce, I started the show by talking about how I have lifelong friends that have played UND hockey and one of the best top three teams in the history of the program. Nearly a 100-year-old program was this team. They were heavy favorites to win an NCAA tournament. I get it. I totally get it. I'm just saying, from the perspective of a fan, it stinks. But you the silver lining is you can find other things to do that maybe are better than, you know. I mean, some people, sports is their lives. I'm not one of them. I enjoy the hockey tournament every year, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to find a silver lining. But to your point on what's been done to the players themselves and the possibilities of professional careers and everything else, yeah, no, I hear you. Our next guest, Governor Doug Burgum, is dealing with all kinds of those decisions every single day, as every governor in the country is, as the president is, and health officials as well. And it's you know, it's not fun, but it is what it is at this point. Governor, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Scott.
What would you say to Bruce and others who you know, have seen firsthand what is being disrupted by, among these athletes and everything else, about the necessity of some of this extreme social distancing and canceling major annual events.
Well, as he said, I mean, it is heartbreaking for the players and those that part, the kids especially that have been working their whole lives. I mean, it's it doesn't matter whether it's a high school level or a college level or Olympic level or whatever the things is. This is something you've worked for your life, and it's your last chance to participate. There's nothing to say, but it is heartbreaking.
It is. Why is it necessary? Explain why. I mean, have you been given a good reason on why this social distancing is something that is necessary?
Well, the key, it really comes down to math, which is if we have a epidemic, pandemic, I guess, as the World Health Organization would say, that has higher mortality among elders, which is the group that we want to try to protect, people with chronic health conditions, respiratory diseases, diabetes, heart disease, or elderly in general, if it's got a much higher mortality rate than the flu, which, of course, we deal with every year, then we want to try to protect those folks, and we want to make sure that we've got the medical resources available to handle it. So, I mean, I think if you... take a look at what happened in Italy, where they went from sort of 0 to 9,000 cases very rapidly, and then they were really stressed on their health systems. You have to think about a little bit like a spring flood. We've got protection to a certain level, and if we have a flood that lasts 2 months, but it stays below our level of production, everything's fine. If we have a flood that lasts 2 days and it's higher than that level of protection and it tops the protection we have, then the whole city is gone. And there's a little bit of the same thing. I mean, we talk about the flattening the curve. You could either have a spike of infections that come rapidly, and then our medical system is overwhelmed. And then in Italy, they were literally making life or death decisions about, who gets a respirator and who doesn't. Whereas if you can slow the transmission rate of something that we don't have a vaccination for and don't have a cure for, if we can slow that rate, then our medical capability would be able to keep up with it, and we could save lives. So that's what the social distancing is about. And again, in North Dakota, we're trying to do that in a way that reflects facts, not fear, because I think there's a lot of fear both in the markets, and there's a lot of fear in decision making. And as has been said many times, the majority of North Dakotans are at very low risk. And the great news is that this is less. Has a lower mortality rate for infants, children, and young adults. And so, that's great news for all of us that are parents, but those younger people can carry it and can carry the transmission sometimes with very few symptoms. And again, we got to focus on protecting those most vulnerable in our population.
What do you most want people to know as far as what they do on a day-to-day basis and what they ought to do differently? Is there anything you want people to know that maybe isn't breaking through?
Well, I think the key thing is common sense. If you're not feeling well, a lot of us in North Dakota, the whole North Dakota tough thing, I mean, pride yourself on, hey, I've never missed a day of work in my life, that kind of thing. If you're not feeling well, if you've got symptoms, then this is a time to learn how to stay home and stay away from other, large events, et cetera, or stay away from, your loved ones that might be in that vulnerable population, even though you might say, hey, I've got to go visit my, mom every day at the nursing home. If you're not feeling well, then give her a call today instead of going in and risking that. So that's number one. Number two is if your symptoms increase to the point where you're, feeling like, hey, I wonder if I've got, influenza A, I wonder if I've got the coronavirus, then call your medical provider as opposed to go in. Because if you, walk into a walk-in clinic or emergency room and present yourself as seeing a coronavirus, well, then all of a sudden the individuals there are potentially all at risk, and so are the healthcare workers who then would, by protocol, then they'd have to get on their personal protective equipment, before they would, give you a test, et cetera. We have had successful cases here. We have 11 more tests come back negative yesterday in North Dakota, which is a great thing. And I'm also pleased to say that we know of at least one case where the individual called in ahead of time and the medical facility came out to the car and did the swab, the mouth and the nose swab without that individual getting out of the car. And so then they, you know, again, that individual was smart enough to call in, came in, got tested, went back home again, but didn't risk infecting other people that might have been at the walk-in or the clinic. So again, just a lot of common sense approaches here as we try to keep this from becoming a wider community spread crisis.
Talking to Governor Doug Burgum on the program today about North Dakota's response to the coronavirus and this overall nationally. You have everything you need from the federal government. How would you assess the job the Trump administration is doing?
Well, I think, you know, there's been a lot of politicization of the whole pandemic, but if you take a look at the early actions, the travel restrictions from China that were put on 3 weeks after this whole, you know, virus was even named back in January, you know, a lot of people were criticizing the administration for being too stringent around that, but it turns out that's, if you take a look at where the U.S. is at and the few cases we have here relative to where, you know, to Europe, you know, I'd say that we're benefiting from the fast action the administration took back in January. And I would say, again, from an access standpoint, you know, Vice President Pence is holding regular meetings with all the governors. We dial in. The head of the CDC, the Surgeon General, head of CMS, the head of Human Services, all the senior cabinet leaders are there. And Vice President Pence on those phone calls says, hey, governors, here's the phone number. If you need to reach me 7 by 24, call this number. One of my direct reports will answer the phone and we'll get whatever we need to be done. And I think you've experienced that on the situation and helping family members get off the cruise where the White House has been directly involved in helping North Dakota. So I think the response has been incredible.
Yeah, it sure has. What impact do you anticipate this will have on North Dakota's economy? You had sort of a double crisis with the coronavirus impact to the market and then the OPEC meeting and the food fight between China and Saudi Arabia as well. So you got the oil industry being whacked. Of course, we know they pay more than half our taxes here in North Dakota. What impact do you see coming out of all of that? And what should government do about it?
Well, you know, the good news is, you know, governor is all about, you know, spending less than your revenue that's coming in. And of course, when Brent Sanford and I, you know, took office, the general fund was about $6 billion. We were able to work with the legislature to get that down to $4.3 billion. It's now in the 2 years later, you know, that was, I would say, quite severe. I mean, no raises for anyone, no capital spending, lots of, you know, necessary things that got cut. But then when we added back the things that were necessary, we're up to about 4.8. But the point is, we're still $1.2 billion less in general fund spending today than we were the last time we had an oil shock. So we don't need as much revenue to deliver great services in North Dakota as we did at that time. So that's good news. And, you know, kudos to the legislature and everybody that worked together on that. And then also we've been able to rebuild our savings accounts. We've got our budget stabilization fund is back up in, you know, to approaching its maximum of over $700 million. And so we've got that as a cushion. And then we were forecasting conservatively. And so state revenues through the end of January were up 7.6% or, you know, $122 million ahead going into this thing. So we've got some cushion. But as you say, there was a demand drop due to the, you know, coronavirus start canceling flights and canceling economic activity. There was a demand drop for oil, but then this battle going on between Saudi Arabia and Russia, basically a price war, is, again, one of the casualties is the, you know, the heroes of the U.S. economy, which are the shale producers, who, you know, delivered the low energy prices, which have allowed manufacturing jobs to come back to the U.S., which have, you know, been the fuel, literally the fuel behind the record low unemployment we've had. And so, that hits a state like ours hard when we've got a drop in oil prices. But we've got enough spending down and savings up that we can get through a year or more of this kind of a thing and be in pretty good shape. But longer than that, we would be back to having to make some tough decisions again on spending.
Short break. Back with more with our chat with Governor Doug Burgum. Don't go away. More after this. On What's On Your Mind.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth.
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, we talked for some time about that North Dakota way of life of just being the buffalo. Because the buffalo goes into the storm, right? Doesn't run away from the storm and say, oh no, coronavirus, I'm going to run away. Goes into the storm and say, well, all right, let's figure this out. What's happening? And my friends at Oasis Petroleum have this way of thinking for everybody in the company. Just be the buffalo. Be the buffalo. They've done it before in other times when things have been really rough in the oil industry globally, and they're doing it again. And they applaud that spirit in North Dakotans. And if you see it, whether it's a law enforcement officer or legislator or a governor or anybody you see that has that Be the Buffalo spirit, give them a shout-out. Just a quick little shout-out by calling the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. Back with Governor Doug Burgum. I just want to finish on the potential economic harm here. The president has talked about a safety net. There's been talk of some kind of low interest or no interest loans to oil companies because obviously the financial situation will get a little difficult, and getting access to capital will be difficult. Anything you've seen out there that you think makes the most sense or is worthy of our support?
Well, one thing I haven't heard talked about is Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and maybe people aren't thinking about this because they feel like we've got so much capacity here, but there's an old adage, old as any market, buy low, sell high. We've got, very low interest rates and we got low oil prices. If I was the U.S., I might be a buyer right now. That would help shore up some demand from the market, put it in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and have that oil ready for a rainy day in case we've got supply, supply shocks down the road. So that might be one thing. And we're talking about this, again, with the coronavirus and the supply chain interruption with China, situation we've got, we got a over surplus right now of oil because demand's down, but on rare earth minerals, which are, the rare earth elements, those that are in, every cell phone, medical devices, there's tons of rare earth elements in a U.S., submarine, there's tons in U.S. fighter aircraft. And right now, for both price reasons and environmental reasons, California, which had been one of the primary producers in the U.S., stopped producing around the year 2000, partly because China was dumping and lowering prices. And now the U.S. is almost entirely dependent on China for these rare earth elements. And there are places in the U.S. Where we've been testing it in North Dakota. Our great U.S. Geologic Survey team here that has helped support the oil industry for decades has also been doing some work, and it turns out that we've got, in terms of parts per million, some of the highest concentrations of rare earth minerals in North Dakota in some of these coal seams in southwestern North Dakota. So we have, I think that the federal government, as we're putting billions out here, relative to coronavirus, this would also be a great time for the federal government to put some dollars into trying to develop a strategic source of rare earth elements for all the technology that's required. And Alaska is another place that could hold some potential. They haven't done as much surveying as we have in North Dakota. But, we talked about this at the Emergency Commission the other day in North Dakota, and we're working to try to get some research grants going to get some more staffing to try to accelerate this, and hopefully we can attract some federal funds because this is that's another risk area that really became clear through this whole virus situation.
Nathan in Fargo, question for Governor Doug Burgum. Go ahead, Nathan.
Good morning, Governor. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Good. My question for you is, I've contacted your office a couple times this week about the coronavirus, and I feel for senators and governors that you guys have to go through the stress of dealing with this. I applaud you and the efforts that you're making. With that being said, Representative Katie Porter from California has come out and said that her office has done the full math on a full battery of coronavirus testing, and it cost of a minimum of $1,331. Does your administration have the legal authority to sign an executive order for those who are not insured in North Dakota for if they feel sick, they're able to go and get testing done?
All right. Go ahead, Governor.
Well, Nathan, question. And my understanding right now that the North Dakota Department of Health right now is not charging for doing the corona testing. And I believe the CDC director has also indicated that they're not going to be a charge for this. So I think that concern has been taken care of.
I actually heard Fauci, too, who's been kind of the top expert on this, said there's too much reliance on the idea of testing. We don't need to test everybody. That would be that'd be wasteful. And he thought the social distancing was the best place to put your, efforts into, so you didn't have to do the testing. A texter says, I want to know if the governor thinks that in the end, Trump will look the best if they keep the outbreak tamped down versus the alternative it's spreading, so all the precautions probably aren't as bad as it seems. How much of the hysteria over this, for lack of a better term, the media frenzy, if you will, is anti-Trump, do you think?
Well, it's hard to
try to be a pundit on that because we're dealing with so much uncertainty. But I said certainly probably like no time in history is this a global pandemic, at least in our country, being politicized because people are trying to intertwine a legitimate health concern with in a presidential year. And so there is a lot of uncertainty here in North Dakota. We're just trying to focus on, keeping people safe. We're focusing on facts, not on fear. There is a lot of fear. I mean, I'm sure people feel like if they can spread fear and drive a recession, that might influence the outcome of the presidential campaign. But we're focused on...
Governor, thanks for the time. Great job. Appreciate it. Brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit way, what if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.